with the presidential election claiming the vast majority of election-related attention here in the state of California, Proposition 8 is garnering a firestorm of controversy. Support for the proposition, which would amend the state constitution to restrict marriage to heterosexuals, has increased. While there are similar marriage amendments on the ballot in Arizona and Florida, the California battle is seen as the most important. As goes California, so goes the nation. Religious conservatives have staked everything on this vote. Prominent evangelist Charles W. Colson said, "This vote on whether we stop the gay marriage juggernaut in California is Armageddon." Tony Perkins, president of the Conservative Family Research Council, told the New York Times it's more important than the presidential election. In recent days, videos scaring voters into passing Prop 8 have claimed that churches that refuse to marry same-sex couples will be sued and lose their tax-exempt status. Ministers will be jailed if they preach against homosexuality, and children will be taught about same-sex marriage in school. The latest poll by the Public Policy Institute shows a close race. 44% of voters support Prop 8 and 52% oppose it, with a 3% margin of error. The battle in California closely mirrors one that happened in the state of Massachusetts, which is the topic of a new documentary that's recently been out in theaters. Saving Marriage, produced and directed by Mike Roth and John Henning, chronicles the monumental battle over allowing same-sex couples the right to marry in Massachusetts. I spoke recently with Mike Roth, and we played a short excerpt of my interview during the fun drive. Today, I want to play you the entire interview.
What was the motivation for making this documentary, and when you were filming, did you realize what an historic event it was going to turn out to be?
I think we did realize at the beginning what a historic event this was going to be, and frankly, that was my motivation originally for making the film. I was actually in Africa. I work as a cameraman. I was working on The Amazing Race, and I was in Africa, and I got email from my friend John Henning, who's my co-producer on this film. He told me all these amazing things that were going on in Massachusetts, and that we were about to witness history in the making. And that sounded like a great film to me. And so as soon as I got back from the race, we both kind of dropped what we were doing. And 8 days later, we were on a plane and began shooting what was going on in Massachusetts. So we were very, very conscious of the history that was unfolding before us. It was clear to everybody that this was going to be a moment that people were going to be talking about for decades, and I think that really affected the position that a lot of people took, because they knew that history was going to judge whatever decision they took.
Now, just explain for our listeners the setting of the first part of the film. You had access with your camera to the State House, where the vote was taking place by the legislature on whether to amend Massachusetts' constitution, which, of course, to our California listeners, sounds very familiar.
It is very familiar. It's right now in California, history is kind of repeating itself. But what happened in Massachusetts was a very similar situation to what happened in California. There was a court decision that came out in November 2003 that essentially gave gay and lesbian couples the right to marry, finally. And then almost immediately, a constitutional amendment was introduced in order to take that right away. Now, the difference between Massachusetts and California is that in Massachusetts, it's a much more lengthy amendment process, and rather just going straight to a vote of the people, as is happening here in California. In Massachusetts, the legislature had to vote on it, and then after they take one vote, then they take another vote, and then if it passes there, then it goes to a vote of the people. So it's about this, you know, year and a half to 2 year long process. So what was happening when, in the first scene of Saving Marriage, when we were there with the cameras, was that the legislature was taking their first vote on whether to amend the Constitution to take away the right to marry for same-sex couples, kind of similar to what's going on in California now. And it was one of the most politically passionate events I have ever witnessed. There were 4,000 people that jammed the State House in Boston to capacity, and then there were another 4,000 people that spilled outside. Everybody was holding signs. They were on both sides of the issue. Everybody was holding signs. People were screaming and chanting and singing for about 12 hours. People's voices were hoarse at the end, and that's because there was so much passion surrounding the issue. And basically, people were trying to get their opinions out to their legislators to vote the way that the people wanted.
It was interesting how you juxtaposed what was happening inside the session and what was happening outside, the way in which people watching the proceedings and getting very emotional, and the emotions even inside the legislature, inside the place where the vote was taking place, and where people were making their arguments. I want to ask you, Mike, the issue, you know, it becomes very politicized. But in the end, it's an issue that's very emotional. And, you know, for people who want same-sex couples to have the right to marry, it goes beyond having inheritance rights and having, you know, being able to file taxes together. I noticed that you captured in your film very well that it's the desire to say we are married, to use the term.
That's
rather
right.
Than anything else.
That's right. I mean, you know, you think about any weddings that you've gone to, and a wedding is one of the most emotional moments of your life. And so, yes, it goes so far beyond politics, and it goes so far beyond the quote, rights and benefits and privileges that come with marriage, like what you said, inheritance rights and things like that. And I think that once gay and lesbian couples and you know, the community in general realized how important this right was. You know, once a gay and lesbian couple sort of had a taste of what it feels like to be married, how their relationship felt different once they signed that piece of paper, even if they'd been together for 20 years. And once gay and lesbian couples started being treated differently by people in their community, once they could say, oh, I want you to meet Joe, this is my husband, for example, that was when it really became emotional, because that was when people just really began to not just intellectualize how important the right to marry is, but really began to feel it.
Hmm. Now, you also chose to talk to people on the other side of the debate, the people for whom this seems to be an equally emotional issue, even though personally I can't relate when I hear them, but I can also at the same time somehow sympathize with their sense of emotion. I mean, they seem sincere, even if I think they're wrong.
I definitely think that people on the other side of the issue, especially those that are passionate, I mean, they're doing what they think is right also. And obviously, I think that they're misguided. But they needed to have a place in the film. The opposition to the people in opposition to same-sex marriage needed to have a place in the film, because otherwise the film would just be perceived as preaching to the choir. And that really wasn't what we wanted to do. The people that are in favor of same-sex marriage, yes, I would hope that they'll see the movie and they'll be moved by it. But what we really wanted the movie to do was to speak to people that are perhaps on the fence, or perhaps that people that are, yes, they, sure, I'm in favor of gay marriage, but not that strongly, people that maybe aren't that engaged in the fight. And I think the largest segment of people that I'm talking about in this instance are members of the gay community. I think a lot of gay people, while they may say, sure, I'm going to vote no on Proposition 8, sure, I think gay marriage should be legal, they don't quite understand how important that right is, even if they don't themselves have anyone that they want to marry, until they actually get to sort of see how it affects their friends and the community.
My guest is Mike Roth, the co-producer and co-director of the documentary Saving Marriage, which follows the battle in Massachusetts over same-sex marriage, with so many similarities to what is happening currently, what is unfolding here in the state of California. This is a two-year-long drama that unfolded, that you captured in this documentary. In that first scene that we've been describing, the first part of the film, the vote is narrowly lost, and so basically the folks who want to preserve marriage as an institution between a man and a woman do win by a few votes. Tell our listeners what happens over the next couple of years then.
Well, what happens after that? That's the first act of the movie, is when we're down. But then what happens, because of the way that the Constitution is amended in Massachusetts, that vote is not the end of the story. The legislature, after that first vote, we'll have to take a second vote about 18 months later. And in the meantime, the court's decision that allowed gay couples to begin marrying went into effect. And so before that second vote could be taken in Massachusetts, gay and lesbian couples began marrying all around the state. And there were probably thousands of couples that got married within those first few months.
I personally know a couple of them.
Yeah, because there was this bottleneck. You know, there were these couples that had been together for 10, 20, 30 years who had been waiting for the opportunity to get married. And so what happened was that people started getting married, and communities saw that the world wasn't ending. The sun was still rising the next day.
And that straight marriages weren't falling apart.
Straight marriages weren't falling apart. And, you know, all people really saw was that their friends and their neighbors were married, and they were happy, and they were possibly a little bit more stable in their family lives because they now had the legal protections. And people realized, you know what, it's really not that big a deal. And so because the amendment process in Massachusetts is so long, people kind of had a chance to get used to the idea of gay couples getting married. And, you know, they began to just realize that a gay married couple is just as boring as a straight married couple, basically. And I think that was why people's minds started to change over the course of the year and a half where we shot.
Mike, here in California, the struggle has gotten pretty ugly. I mean, on the national front, the issue of gay marriage, long used as a wedge issue by the Republicans, has waned because, of course, the economy is taking a center stage. And a lot of these sort of cultural issues, as they're called euphemistically, thankfully, you know, if there's any silver lining in this, have taken a back seat. But in California, the fight has only intensified. There are these very, very misleading ads that have been put out by the Yes on Prop 8 proponents that are using Massachusetts as an example, that are saying that in Massachusetts, because of the legalization of same-sex marriage, children are being taught sex education, elementary school kids are being taught sex education in classrooms, all of these very, very scary things that I think are changing the minds of those people who sat on the fence, who thought, well, you know, it's not a big deal, I'll vote no on Prop 8. And now they're like, well, no, maybe I need to think about it again.
Yeah, these ads are very unfortunate, and they're very effective, even if they are filled with lies, because I think they really kind of prey on people's fears about something that might be happening to their children. And really, in California, it all comes down to money. The fact is that the other side, the Yes on 8 campaign, has been very effective at fundraising. They've raised about 40% of their funds from out of state, from some religious groups and things like that. And they have $10 million more than the No on Proposition 8 side, and that means that they're able to buy $10 million more worth of advertising. And so it's very scary. And it's also, unlike in Massachusetts, where people had a year and a half to sort of get used to the idea of gay couples getting married, in California, it's much more of a shotgun approach. It made it to the ballot in June. Now voters are voting on it in November. And really, all they have to go by, unless they happen to be one of the fewer people that has had time to have a person close to them get married, they're making their decision based on television ads, and it's very scary. So the, you know, we still have 20 days left, and the No on Proposition 8 side needs to, we need to raise more money, we need to work harder, and we need to get the message out.
What do you think your role, what do you think the role your film Saving Marriage can play in the struggle here in California?
I think what Saving Marriage can do is it really personalizes how important the right to get married is, even if you don't want to get married yourself. It's just, there's some very emotional moments showing people that have been fighting for the right for a long time. And there's also some very emotional moments of some younger people that are about the same age as straight couples that would be getting ready to get married. You know, we have a scene where there's two girls, two women, young women, they're in their mid-20s, and they meet, and they fall in love, and I think within a year they decide that they want to get married, and that's very typical of, you know, what happens in a straight relationship as well. But what the film really shows is that the right to get married is something that is important, even if you yourself don't want to get married, because with gay and lesbian couples able to get married, that is going to change the way that the society in general views gay relationships, because a gay relationship is going to be called the same thing that a straight relationship is. Once you get married, you're making the ultimate commitment, and you're making, you know, the same sacrifices and agreement and commitment that you do. And so the community in general is going to start viewing gay relationships the same way because they're using the same word. And by changing the way that they view gay relationships, I think society is also just going to start changing the way that it views gay people in general.
My guest is Mike Roth, the co-producer and co-director of the documentary Saving Marriage that looks at the struggle in Massachusetts over same-sex marriage, very much a parallel to, a precursor to what we're seeing unfolding right here in California. So I want to talk about one part of the film, Mike, that really moved me, which was an interview with a lobbyist from the pro-same-sex marriage camp who, you know, is a seasoned feminist who talks about how she spent years as a feminist in the 60s discussing with her fellow feminists how marriage itself as an institution was a type of enslavement for women. And now she has found her own personal position changing over the years to realizing that marriage is important. And there's a discussion on on the left, both in the LGBT community and in the progressive community at large, that the fight for marriage may be too confining, too narrow, that we need to set our sights on broader equality, that marriage is something that is not worth all of this struggle over. How do you respond to that as someone who's now intimately watched this unfold in Massachusetts?
Well, one thing I'll say, the lobbyist that you're referring to who originally didn't want to get married, and she was definitely not alone in the community. There were there's a lot of gay and lesbian people that have never really understood why, this is something that we're fighting so hard for. And I saw that in Massachusetts, and I saw a lot of people in that community change once they sort of realized that the right was available to them. And I think what might have happened, and this very well could be at an unconscious level for a lot of people, is that as soon as you come out or as soon as you realize that you're gay, it's sort of very evident to you that you're never going to have the chance to get married. And if it's something that you think that you're never going to have the chance to do, then you're going to kind of put it out of your head, and you're going to decide that it's just something that you're not interested in. You're going to move on to other things. And so I think that might be one of the reasons that people are not as engaged in this fight as I think they should be, because it's something that they never really saw for themselves and have just put it out of their mind.
Mike Roth is the co-producer and co-director of Saving Marriage, which is currently screening at the Regent Showcase Theater, 614 North La Brea in Hollywood. For more information, visit savingmarriagethemovie.com. That's savingmarriagethemovie.com.